it's time for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Will.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Are the Grammys still on? Damn! I had to take a Viagra to stay up and finish watching. I'm still up, Sybil. Like Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll Monday after the Super Bowl, I'm still up. Everybody talking about last night's big winner. Who knew Tom Petty would be last night's heartbreaker, y'all?
Tom Petty.
Tom Petty was home going cha-ching, whatever Sam Smith would sing that song, Stay With Me.
Yep.
Sam won every damn thing. I know his parents, Simply Red and Susan Boyle, was proud of their little bloke.
Oh, that's so...
I know Robin Thicke smoked him a joint whenever he hears Stay With Me. I know he's like, I done stole the wrong damn song. What the hell was I thinking naming my song Paula? Still, at first, the Grammys was getting kind of boring.
Uh-huh.
You know, people on Facebook said Walking Dead was more alive than the Grammys. But did you see Nicki Minaj in a red carpet?
Did you
rocking
ever?
Tom Ford, oh Lord, great day in the Monday morning. Baby got back and racks on racks on racks. And Wiz Khalifa was on the red carpet with his son and his mom. And get this, he was sober. Somebody sent out an Amber Alert. Amber Rose was missing. Ooh, I missed those cakes. And Sybil, please tell me you saw Kim Kardashian's get up.
I did, huh?
That blinged out, bedazzled bathrobe from the Liberace behind the Calibra collection. And that Madonna sauce is still going strong, ain't she?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that cougar is going to be showing us her cat forever. It's 56 years old now. That cat is old, Sybil. It don't eat meow no more. The Grammys could have used some holograms to wake it up a little bit, you know. I thought Warren Sapp and Greg Anthony's favorite group, Hozier, did a great job. And did y'all see Pharrell's performance? It was like Universal Soul Circus and Sunday Service up in that Mickey place. He was rocking that little three-piece hat, jacket, and short outfit from Build-A-Bear. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Only thing he was missing was a cymbal. And speaking of cymbal, did y'all see Prince pimp out rocking that Orange Is the New Black like a little mini Mac? And how about Beyonce performance? Church? From Drunken Love to Church? Beyonce had Bill Maher saying hallelujah. Speaking of hallelujah, did you see Kanye go from Kanye to Kanye in 4.5 seconds? When Beck won Album of the Year, Kanye was like, Sade, he couldn't help it if he wanted to. He had everybody like that Snicker commercial. Snicker, please, not again. Well, in Ye's defense, Beck and Swift is the same size, though, aren't they? Hey, Tom, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So I saw Stevie Wonder last night, right?
Yeah.
I want to know, what is the thread count on Stevie's head right now?
Oh,
I mean, he started out with 1,000 thread count. Now he's down to 100. The front of his hair has gone to Selma, Tom. He looked like the black child, young, fat, and crouching tiger. I'd like to thank all the people in Shreveport, my man Kyle and Samuel at the Courtyard Marriott, y'all. Thank you, Shreveport, for your support. That is funny to me.